Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Hola! This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, back from Cuba. And we are in the studio with Bubble Boy and CJ.
They let you back.
And I did make it back to the States. And there are things that I can discuss on today's show that I wasn't at liberty to mention last week. For various reasons, because I had not left the island nation of Cuba yet, and I wanted to be a little careful. This is the first time ever.
You think you're safe now.
Good point.
That's adorable.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think of it that way, CJ, but, you know, you might have something there.
No, we're not that far away from Cuba still.
True. We are within, missile distance, I guess.
Yeah, but Greg has a bomb shelter in his backyard.
True, true. They'll never find us. That's We're in our secret location of Orlando, Florida. But look, you know, we had a great time. If you did not hear the show last week, I encourage you strongly to go back and listen to the podcast of last week's broadcast, because it was very unique on many, many levels. And, you know, I don't know how many shows have been able to broadcast from Cuba before. And we had our little handheld recorder. And covered some things that were quite unique on many levels. And like I said, there was, I was surprised, and there were some things that I could not talk about, or I should say there are people that we talked to or tried to talk to that would not talk to us because they were a little concerned about their status there on the island. So there was definitely some things, you know, that were being held back that you probably didn't pick up while listening to the show. But I'm going to dive into a little bit of that today.
Well, Greg, was it like visiting East Berlin before the wall came down?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was just like that. No, I have no idea. I wasn't there when the wall went down. So I saw video. I will say, you know, it was quite cool.
Have you ever seen the video for the Scorpions, Wind of Change?
You know, I have
then
seen
you were
that.
There.
Okay, good point. That's pretty much the next best thing. All right, Jerry the Diver Guy's with us via the web. Jerry, what's going on? How are you?
What's going on? I seen that mugshot of you on Facebook.
Yeah, how about that? You know,
international criminal.
True. It was a mugshot. Basically how this works is you're walking through like a tourist area of downtown Havana, and these people come up behind you and pull out a little piece of paper and start doodling. And I saw them do this to the dive god, Neil Watson, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's one of the, you know, it's, I don't know, what is it, the KBG or K, what is it? In,
KGB?
No, that'd be Russia. What do they got in Cuba? It'd be the CUBA.
We'll Angry Senorita. That.
Yeah. Anyway, they come up behind Neil, and I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. It was bound to happen sooner or later. And she, you know, this person starts drawing on this sheet of paper real quick, and I start looking. I'm like, what are they doing? It's like he's doing one of those like Disney World caricature things. And Neil had no idea. And then, you know, after about 5 minutes of us walking down the aisle or one of the streets there in Havana, he comes up and says, here, senor, for you. And he gives him this picture.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And, gracias.
And Neil was like, how much? And he was like, we can't give you no money. We're from USA. Oh, USA, Obama, yeah. And then we'd run the other direction. So I don't know. It was an interesting exchange.
2 minutes later, he was whisked into a van behind a dumpster where they heard muffled gunshots.
Maybe, maybe. The other thing that you hear
became the superhero Hong Kong Phooey.
Yeah. Well, I talked about this a little bit on the show last week, but the other thing you hear when you're walking down the streets of Havana is this song. And, you know, people were giving me grief because they didn't think I understood what it was saying.
You want a tomato?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was one ton tomato. People thought I was joking, but I actually pulled up this tune. And I want to prove that, indeed, this is what the lyric says.
Jimmy's pelvic thrusting. Don't
yeah.
Look over
the here. Guys last week were saying something about Guantanamo or something, but here, listen. Okay. And then
everybody,
sing a
song. One ton tomato.
One ton tomato.
We need a one ton.
Yeah, see?
One tomato!
All over here.
We need a one tomato!
That's all you ever hear when you're walking around Cuba. That's they come up to you and they start playing that song. All these musicians and stuff.
Sounds like wonton I made up.
No, one ton tomato.
Or wonton.
Or one ton tomato, which would be the Spanish version. They say tomato or tomato or tomato. Tomato. Yeah. So there you go.
Wonton soup.
I was getting grief about that last week from our crew because they said I was singing the wrong word. And I said, no, I wanted to prove that indeed it was one ton tomato. And there you go.
I think you made that.
No. What are the odds? It could never happen. So, yeah, you know, we had a great time. The diving, as we spoke about a little bit last week about Cuba, was okay. We just did one dive. It wasn't a real, you know, fair, I don't know, representation of what they have to offer there. And we're looking, you know, we're talking about doing some research down there with some other marine science friends. As a matter of fact, the dive gods in Chicago meeting with some folks about that today at Our World Underwater. We're going to check in with him a little bit later on. But just overall, the experience was just phenomenal. And I brought CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio today. You see this box right here, this contraband?
Yes.
That we're supposed to, experiment with later after the show. That is...
Is this the stuff that's legal in Denver?
I believe it could be.
Oh, these are Monte Cristos from Havana, Cuba.
Yeah, they are.
Ooh, number yeah. Four.
You opened up the box, and where are they? It's empty. Oh, you saw him. I thought I hit him.
Nope. Doggone
it. I was just going to give you guys the box. You guys should feel lucky because last week I did, Bill was in the studio the other day and he saw that I'd brought back some Havana Club and, rum and some Cuban cigars. And he goes, and I said, look, this is what I brought you guys, you know, back from Cuba. And he goes, oh, that's really nice. I said, now, he goes, are we going to try them? I said, no, you just get to look at it.
He could do that on the internet.
Well, you could, but you wouldn't be able to reach out and touch. Actually, don't touch it. Don't touch it!
I'm
not allowed to touch
like
either. You can just look at the Havana Club 7 rum.
Now, that's rum, huh?
And
wow.
The
Havana Club.
Cuban cigar. See, now you can
Never
bring
sad.
Back up to $100 of tobacco and rum or alcohol from Cuba now if you travel there legally. And there's like 12 categories. The categories are very, very broad now. And I will tell you, when we came through customs, you know, this is the part I kind of need to pick up from last week's show. I wasn't sure what was going to go down. You know, we did the radio show and we recorded it and then we had to go to the airport and our flight was delayed by about 3 hours. And unlike most airports around the world where you would get an announcement like, hey, flight 473 to Miami has been delayed. We'll keep you informed. None of that in Cuba. None.
So, like here, they lie to you and they go 30 minutes. And you
right.
Back 30 minutes. Like,
exactly.
30 more minutes. Because they don't want to tell you 3 hours.
True, true. There in Cuba, you're in the waiting room waiting to, board your flight. It's, you're like, you see something on a screen that
no,
has
senor.
Your flight number. Yes, and it's like, our plane's not there and no one's wondering what's going on. You go up to an attendant.
No,
and
El Flyo.
No, senor. And then, no. No say.
Your senor, a donkey has walked into the propeller.
Yeah. There's nothing. They have nothing, no updates, no nothing. So we had no idea what was going on for about 3 hours. And we weren't sure if we were going to get back in the States. But lo and behold, the flight did finally come. It picked us up, took us back to Miami. We went through customs, and that's where you would think, you know, you're going to get the, you know, a few questions. What were you doing in Cuba? What were you, you know, what's this? What is in your bag? What is the deal with the rum? And nothing. They had no question. He says, oh, so how was Cuba? Oh, Cuba was great. You know, I was like, I saw some folks down there could use some help. You know, toilet seats are in a are in high demand down there in Cuba. It was 50-50 whether you'd walk into a restroom that had a toilet seat or
banyo.
Well,
you're a guy, so you should be good most of the time.
Well, says you.
Unless you'd like to sit down.
Well, hello.
What a curly man. I knew it.
That was information that wasn't supposed to go out all over the air, I guess.
You're supposed to say, no, my legs were tired because I was kicking so hard.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. All right, well, I'll explain what happened there at Customs. It was quite interesting. Next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
And finally tonight, the fact tip of the day, one of the few places I can get away from it all is underwater. So here I am.
Underwater. Underwater.
Yeah, did you guys see that? Bill O'Reilly? He was actually diving or snubaing down at the Turks and Caicos a couple weeks ago, and he talked about it on his show this week.
I did not see that.
Go figure, huh? He's one of us. Good or bad, depending on your perspective.
I do watch his show, but I didn't see the scuba thing.
Yeah, well, it was snuba. He did surface-supplied air, so it was like a tank on the surface. And a hookah hose down underwater.
I don't trust those.
What do you mean you don't trust those?
I don't trust those. I don't know. It just seems like you don't have control of your air supply.
Well, yeah, you do. You just stick it in your mouth and suck it.
Yeah, until somebody runs over your thing. What do you do?
You die.
Was that a motorboat? No.
Maybe. It was.
Yeah, it had that.
Yeah, well, he's one of us or close to it. Snuba counts. And that's what it is, surface supplied air. Where they just take a tank and run a long hose off of it, and and let people that don't have experience diving get a little taste. I don't think you didn't talk about him being certified as a full-time diver per se, but the fact that he's done a little bit, you know, he scored some points in my book. He's okay. He's okay by me. All right, a couple little tidbits, and then I'll explain to you what happened in Cuba that we couldn't talk about last week. Voli Voli Resort in Fiji. Did you see this? The Winston Cyclone?
Yeah.
Wow. Largest or second largest on record. The island chain of Fiji got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, it was the
largest. Friends at Voli Voli have reported back, and they are good. You know, everybody's, you know, cleaning up, all kinds of leaves and sticks and all kinds of stuff that's blown all over the place. But I've gotten good report that they're going to be fine. As you would expect, after any storm, there's going to be a little bit of cleanup, and some places are worse than others, especially some of the Fijian villages that, if you're familiar with that part of the world, they don't have much to start with. So they got hit pretty hard. So, you know, check the Red Cross, check Fiji government sites, just Google all this stuff, and you can find out how to support our friends in Fiji. But it was good to get a good report from our friends at Voli Voli Resort right there in Raki Raki, just north of the airport, the international airport, which I guess was a direct hit for the cyclone. But they did, survive the storm well, which is good. Now, also, last week, you know, I was traveling with the Guy Harvey folks. Mahmoud was our scientific leader of our clan. He was doing a little research with us, with our group, as we were wandering around the island and checking out some diving, that kind of thing. We mentioned the Mako shark, tiger shark, all these different species of shark tracking stuff that he's been doing. You can go to GH, like Guy Harvey, ritracking.org, GHRI. So it's Guy Harvey Research Institute, I believe, tracking.org. And you see all the different species of sharks that they've been tracking that we were talking about on last week's show. Really interesting website. Very interesting thing to see how these sharks are migrating around the world and how many sharks that they're actually tracking. Impressive stuff with Mahmoud and his crew. And we're going to maybe do some more stuff with them down the road. So we'll see. All right. Also, we got a Force Fin winner to announce today. You know, a couple weeks ago, I got a little derailed because of this Cuba trip. But, you know, 2 weeks ago, Bob Evans from Force Fins came on and talked about what was up with the company and what they've been doing. And he was nice enough to offer up a pair of neon yellow Force Fins to one lucky listener. All they had to do is email us and tell us why they needed a new pair of Force Fins. And so, I don't know, should we just do that now and get that out of the way, and then I'll get back to the Cuba thing, guys? What do you think?
Hell yeah!
Okay. Sounds like a plan. So the winner that I picked, and we had a lot. This was a tough decision. To find out who was most worthy. But Harvey is the one who caught my eye the most. And so, I just decided I'll just give him a call and see if we can make his day today.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was calling for Harvey.
Speaking.
Harvey, this is Greg with Scuba Radio. How are you?
Great.
So you're a dive master up there in Maryland, I guess, right? Silver Spring, Maryland?
Yes, I am.
So tell me a little bit about what you do exactly, because I'm reading here from your email that you work in the aquarium or something. Is that what's going on in Baltimore or what?
Well, our dive shop, Atlantic Edge Dive Center in Gaithersburg, they are the ones that do the guest diver program. So anybody that wants to come and dive in the one exhibit, the Atlantic Coral Reef exhibit.
Yeah.
And it's a circular tank with regular aquarium visitors walking around in the middle.
Right.
Scratching their head going, what are those guys doing in there?
Exactly. What's up with that?
We're the unpaid grunt work.
I'll tell you what.
We do get to go diving, so
yeah.
For free.
Well, there you go. You got a great attitude about it. And you emailed us about the Force Fins that we were going to give away with Bob Evans. It says right here, you've been a longtime loyal listener to Scuba Radio, and you feel that your friends with Bill, CJ, Bubble Boy, Pup, the Dive God, Clay, the whole crew
The whole crew. Every week when I listen to the podcast on my way to work, I feel like I'm right there in the studio with you guys. And, you know, when you guys talk about stuff that you do, it's like I'm hanging out listening to longtime good friends.
Well, Harvey, this wasn't going to be a brown nose bonanza, but you kind of turned it into one. So, you know what? Congratulations. We're going to hook you up with a brand new pair of neon yellow Force Friends from our friend Bob Evans. How about that?
Great. Great.
So you'll be styling. You'll make those dive instructors there at the aquarium look like schlubs now. So we will hook you up with Bob, and he'll take care of you. And we appreciate you listening. We really do. At the bare minimum, consider this payment for all the torture you've gone through for listening
okay,
over the years.
Okay, thank you.
And you have a great day, my friend.
Okay, and I can't wait to hear the show today.
Yeah, me too. And I'm glad we were able to make him happy. Isn't it what it's all about?
So there's one person that enjoys the show.
At least one.
Wow.
And he feels close to you guys.
Those sound like really cool fins.
Oh, they're awesome. The neon yellow Force fins. I got a pair right over there in the corner.
See?
You can look at them as well. You're not allowed to touch them.
I have some Force fins, and they're really cool, but mine are just black.
You're boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But black fins matter.
But they're signed. But they are signed by Bob Evans.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, yeah. It was nice to make someone happy today. For a change. All right, so Cuba. So I'm coming back through customs, right? And she says, how was Cuba? It was great. And I said, they need a little help. You know, they don't have toilet seats, things like that. She says, don't worry about that. See all those people behind you that were on the plane with you? And I'm like, yeah. She said, they're coming here to cash a Social Security check to take it back to their friends. Trust me, your tax dollars are going back to them and being spent quite a bit on
them. Things other than toilet seats.
Yeah. And then she said, come on in. We don't care. Bring whatever you got. And that was it. So I don't know what she was referring to exactly, but she didn't seem to care about anything that I was bringing with me back into the States.
Well, that's good. That's good to know we're safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy and CJ in the studio. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy with us via the web. And I just got back from Cuba. We just awarded someone some Force Fins. We got Our World Underwater going on this weekend, a big dive show in the Chicago area. Got the Dive Guide out there, as well as the Scuba Cowboy. We're going to check in with them at some point during hour two and get a firsthand report. It's good to be us. I'm glad to be back in the States. I mean, when you go to a place like Cuba, and I talked about this extensively last week on the show. So once again, go back and check out that special broadcast that we did. I just took my little handheld recorder and tried to talk to as many folks that would talk to me and get a little taste of what it was like. And it was very unique. I mean, and very much a contradiction of what you would expect. I mean, and I didn't really go in with any preconceived notions of what I thought I would see, but I will tell you, it was one extreme to the next. For instance, you'd walk into one, hotel that was like a refurbished, almost like a museum piece building or structure in Havana, and then the building next to it would be like a bombed out ruin. And luckily, there were no explosions at the time I was there, but there were people in those ruins living there. And it was quite strange, but really interesting. And I'll tell you what, it would be a movie maker's dream to go film something down the streets of Havana. I mean, the buildings and the structures are just pretty remarkable.
Like Detroit, huh?
Like Detroit, exactly. No! Not even close. It was like old Spanish architecture. There was elements of London in there. It was really strange. Mishmash of different types of architecture, especially in downtown Havana. And then you got these massive forts and things along the water, the coast there, and, of course, the diving. So the dive resort was probably the most normal thing out of everything we saw, because it looked like many other resorts that I've been to around the Caribbean. As far as the resort itself, it was very nice, much nicer than I expected, with the exception of missing the toilet seat here or there. But hey, you take the good with the bad, right?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Governor Chris Christie choosing his next target in New Hampshire. So who is this bubble boy that he's talking about? It ain't John Travolta.
Bubble boy used to be my homie, used to be my friend. We would look around and find some type of trouble to get in and keep the bubble right beside him so his day would never end. A couple 20s in his pocket and he's good to go again. Bubble boy used to be my homie, used to be my friend. We would look around and find some type of trouble to get in and keep the bubble right beside him so his day would never end. A couple 20s in his pocket and he's good to go again.
Yeah, Bubble Boy, are you like endorsing a candidate right now? I mean, Christie did.
I am. No, I'm endorsing Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy for
president.
Get her done.
All right. I'm with you on that. Why not? Okay. So
possum in every pot.
That would be one campaign promise. It might be doable. I don't know. I don't know if we'd want that.
Lord Jesus. Oh, God, no.
Oh, heck yeah. Of course. All right. So, look, Cuba is a cool place. You guys have any questions about Cuba? Other than you just want to get the show over so we can delve into the Havana Club rum and these cigars.
No rushing. Everything, you know.
Everything in time?
Yes.
You will have no cigar before it's time?
Just the fact that I'm fondling this rum?
Yes. Means what?
Well, let's go get drunk.
Okay. Well, that wouldn't be the first time. Like you needed a, you know, Cuban rum as an excuse for that.
No. Well, it is the weekend, and we have much to celebrate.
Yeah.
It's going to be a safe arrival.
I will tell you, it was a contradiction on what to think, you know, the opening up of Cuba is going to do for the folks down there. And it seems like, obviously, they want it. Because every time they would see us, yeah, especially when we're through some of the tourist areas. And you got to remember, all the other folks around the world are going to Cuba. You know, we saw cruise ship passengers from Canada, God knows where else. And you could tell they were cruise ship passengers and spending money on all the trinkets and things that the folks in the little shops.
When they sweat, does it smell like maple syrup?
It was kind of pleasing compared to what I'm, you know, experiencing right now with Bubble Boy and CJ in the studio next to me.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. The magic of baked beans.
I am freshly showered.
Yes. Okay, so, you know, they have this, and you know, you wonder if they need more openness with the U.S., because they definitely want it, because they'd see us, and they go, oh, USA, Obama, yes.
Yeah, that's the wrong thing to say to me.
Well, maybe. And but that's what they would do.
Okay. If everyone's finished being stupid.
No. We got another hour and a half to go. The thing is that, they obviously are very excited at the prospect of Americans coming down there. Now, will that be a bad thing or a good thing, though? That's the question. You know, these old classic cars that they have cruising the streets of Havana.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. It is very cool. But the downside of that is when you get caught in traffic and there are all these old cars spitting out these diesel fumes.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you wonder why, you know, your grandparents were sprouting third nipples. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, it was... you know, there's obviously some good things and bad things about the past.
So you're saying it is like Detroit?
Could be in that regard, for sure. Yeah, there was a lot of, diesel fumes and things like that. You know, pollution in that regard was a little bit higher than I would have cared for. And you know, when you look at the local folks down there, it's like, this doesn't look ideal, you know, in that regard. And they could use some upgraded equipment in that regard. And God knows they could use a toilet seat or two. You know, I'm just saying. I think that would be just...
Well, Greg, I'll trade a toilet seat for a car any day.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Let's go.
You won't down there because, believe it or not, like the 57 Pontiac that we were being escorted around on the island of Cuba, the guy told us that that car in Cuba is worth like $40,000. an old car like that.
Because U.S. dollars?
Worth quite about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Worth quite a bit like it up here, too.
Now, is it all rusted out because of the salt air?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a beater. I mean, we're driving. Yeah, this wasn't one of the fixed up ones, and it was still worth $40,000. So I don't quite understand what's going on in that regard. I couldn't quite, you know, get my head around why cars are so expensive. With the exception of, well, you know, they can't get U.S. parts or U.S. cars, so they keep all these cars on the road forever. I mean, this one that we were riding in was a 57 Pontiac, but it basically was a shell. He had replaced the engine with a Mitsubishi diesel. This car, which could, you know, you could cram 8 people in this thing, was so big. It was, a boat, like one of those classic boat-type cars. So that was kind of cool. Thing got 50 miles a gallon, I asked him. I was like, so, you know, because we never stopped for gas. He never had to fill this thing up once. We drove from one end of the island to the other.
Wow.
And Cuba is huge,
and
by the way.
That's a big, heavy car, but you said it was diesel?
It was diesel,
oh,
yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, yeah. But still, 50 miles a gallon on diesel is pretty impressive.
No, that's good.
You know, so they've learned to, work with what they have and keep these cars on the road, and they perform quite well. But what will happen if it does open up? You know, will it make things worse? And it'll lose some of its charm, or is it going to be good for the island of Cuba? I'll tell you, after being there, I thought I'd have a clear idea one way or another, and I can tell you, God's honest truth, I have no idea. Because there's definitely some things they need our help from, you know, or they need access to some things that we take for granted, like toilet paper and napkins and toilet, seats and things like that. But other things they have, and they seem happy.
Maybe we could organize a toilet seat drive.
You think we could?
Everybody donate a toilet seat, and we box them up and ship them to Cuba.
I think that would be ideal for someone else to do. I don't want to get involved in that. That sounds like a bunch of crap.
Yeah. This little guy is a nut job.
Yeah. Well, so, I don't know. It's interesting. And, you know, of course, well, Obama's doing everything he can to open this up already with executive orders, and that's what he's been doing. And it may explain why our customs agent, when we came back in the States, was pretty... I got questioned less from this customs agent than any other trip I've ever been on to any other place in the world. I mean, it was quite remarkable to not even, you know, be asked like, "Hey, what were you doing in Cuba?" I mean, they always ask you.
Your
that.
Mom. That's my standard answer.
Yeah. How's that work for you?
Not well.
How many cavity searches have you had?
That's my business.
Yeah, okay.
Not too good.
Yeah. So, but, you know, you go to the Bahamas, anywhere, they'll ask you that, and literally we got nothing. And that wasn't just me. That was everybody in our group. So I don't think it was a coincidence. I think it was something that, you know, the administration is definitely might have informed, border security or whatever. Hey, let people go and do what they can. And I guess the philosophy is the more we open it up, the better it'll be for the folks down there. And maybe they'll rise up and want to change the government or the regime they have down there. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a politician in that regard, but I'll tell you, it is. It'll be very interesting to see what happens once we get closer to the election, too, because, you know, he's doing all this stuff to open it up and making it more accessible in a much broader sense to travel to Cuba. But if a Republican gets in there, are they going to shut the door back? Who knows? I mean, that's the million-dollar question. No one really knows what's going to happen in the long term. It's the short term at the moment that seems to have been opened up a little bit more for sure for Cuba. And I think it'll be tough for them to close it back once the activity definitely starts rolling big time.
Oh, Greg, I think Trump will build a casino down there.
Good point. Yes. It makes sense, maybe.
New Trump Plaza.
Actually, that won't happen. They don't have gambling in Cuba. Fidel,
well, they
Raul, no, they're not fans.
Raul.
Yeah, they're not fans, I don't think, because I asked him about that. I said, you know, what is there to do here at night? Well, we did go to some kind of disco, but it felt like we were in Brazil. You know, they had like Brazilian.
Do they have
people.
Mosquitoes, Greg?
They have mosquitoes. Yeah, that only Obama's going down there next month. He's already scheduled a trip down there, so he's going down there, and you know, all the talk about Guantanamo, all this stuff is all tied together, and and then they just announced big commercial flights like JetBlue, United, Delta. Everybody's going to be flying down there next month. Like 100 flights a day or something they're talking about. So it's opening up Cuba big time, and it'll be very interesting to see. Is it worth going? Oh, hell yes. You know, as a diver or just someone to go down and see Cuba, absolutely. It is definitely something to witness firsthand, for sure. But once again, definitely not what I expected. I mean, it was all across the board. And I will say, just from our short experience, that the diving looked okay, but we didn't really get to dive enough to know for sure what's down there. And I've seen videos of some pretty spectacular diving down at Cuba that we were not in that particular area. So I have not seen a good representation of what they have diving-wise in Cuba. But just topside, walking around Havana and checking out what they have with all the cars and everything else, it really is so unique. It just in that, and that alone is worth making a trip down there to see what it's like. Yeah, you guys want to go, CJ?
Yeah, but I'm going to bring my own toilet seat.
You're going to bring your own toilet seat. That'd be wise.
Have some wipes.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio,
the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, 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 dive. I think you found your love, 'cause you can go diving today. It's you I'm jealous of. How did you end up this way? She said she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. She said she heard this show, it almost blew her mind. Called Scuba Radio, the first show of its kind. She says she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and and you know we are so glad. Woo! She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know we are so glad.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and we are sorry. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy and CJ in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy via the web, and we are now joined by Captain Clay McArdle from Explore Adventures. Clay, how are you, my friend?
Long time. You know, if I were any better, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah? Really? You're having that much fun today,
it's just, right? It's just been a great day. How about you?
I can't complain. I'm back in the States after being in Cuba for a few days.
Yeah, good supply of toilet paper and toilet seats.
Let's say instead of 50% on the toilet seats, we'll go with 66%.
Really?
Yeah, I got one broken here at the house. I let Bubble Boy use it, and he broke it.
Hey.
Anyway, yeah, you know, it makes you appreciate some of the, you know, basic, you know, the necessity things that we have here in the States. And appreciate
yeah, the things you take for granted.
Yes, exactly. All right, well, let's talk about places to go outside of Cuba, other places. You know, if you want to dive and really focus on the diving, Cuba's one thing from a cultural experience and exchange maybe, but liveaboard diving is the way to go. We're doing our liveaboard in the Maldives on the new Carpi Nova in August. I can't wait. August 13th is our trip, and of course, you can call Explore Ventures and book it. There's still a few spots left. How's that coming along? Because that's getting ready to sail soon, right?
That has got a couple days. It is in the water and getting ready for its first charter here on March 1st. So we're looking forward to the Carpi Nova Explorer in service.
Absolutely. That's going to be a blast. And, of course, you can just call up Explorer Ventures and book it the week that we're going to be on board with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, or just book any week and you'll have a blast for sure. But what else is going on? I know you guys are running some specials right now for some of the other destinations. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. We've got, all of our rates are, year-round. They're really reasonable. But we do have some Year of Savings specials still available on the Caribbean boats, and the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 and Provo, and also Caribbean Explorer 2 in the Northeastern Caribbean. And you can save $300 or $400 on those trips. We've got some last minute specials through early June on Humboldt Explorer in the Galapagos.
Wow!
And the Carpi Nova in particular has really good introductory rates. So come down to the Maldives and join us aboard her. She'll be an absolutely beautiful boat, and you'll be talking about it in August.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's already in the water now, you said, and it's supposed to start sailing officially March 1st.
So that's literally the first trip.
Wow. What are they doing for the itinerary? Is it going to mirror the Carpi Vita?
No, we're going to be concentrating with Carpi Nova Explorer. We're going to be concentrating on some more of the expedition type trips. Go a little bit farther, and some of the more remote areas. So we're really looking forward to the itineraries that we'll be able to do with that boat.
Yeah, and I know you are too. You're planning to come with us in August as well, right?
I'm planning to be there.
Yeah, that'll be kind of nice. And of course, we got Jerry Beatty from Dive Training. I know he's ecstatic because he's going to be celebrating a birthday that week. What are we going to get him? Are we going to is it just going to be our presence on the boat enough?
Probably. I think some extra weights for his weight belt, maybe.
Extra weights, yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
You can carry him down.
Okay, I could carry him down. Yeah, just grab him. Here, come on down here, buddy. It's your birthday. Yep. And we're going to celebrate by going diving. Yeah. So that'll be good. Are you doing any other trips yourself here before we do that in August? Or are you just going to be holding down the fort there at the offices in Wyoming, you think?
Well, you know, I'm sure I will. I tend to book things last minute, depending on when the boat's slow and I can hop on board. So,
yeah,
well, that's one of the perks of the job.
Yeah, exactly.
Just hop on whenever.
Yeah, yeah. You find out there's a spot available. He goes, all right, I guess I need to go down there and deliver something. You come up with some excuse.
Exactly. Yeah. And, sometimes I swing through Orlando and pick you up. So,
yeah, I know.
So don't whine about it too much.
Well, I'm not whining. I'm just saying, when are you going to do it? So we need to schedule another trip. You know, maybe yeah, we'll really? Stop off. I made some friends in Cuba. We can pick them up and take them on a real dive trip, you think? Something like that.
Yeah, maybe sometime.
Yeah, maybe not quite yet.
They would, not quite yet.
They frown upon that kind of thing at the moment still. But, yeah, well, once again, exploreventures.com, 1-800-322-3577. Our trip in the Maldives on the Carpi Nova is August 13th through the 20th. And once again, we're going to have a blast. Scuba Pro is going to be on board with some demo gear is the plan, as well as, once again, dive training. And, of course, you heard it here first. The man, the myth, the legend, Clay McArdle, planning to join us for that little adventure. I'm definitely looking forward to it, Clay. And I don't know, maybe you ought to just, we'll bake a giant cake and you can jump out of it for Jerry for his birthday. How about that?
That would be outstanding. I can't believe that we didn't think of that before.
See, that's what I just come up with off the top of my head, and then people curse me once we get off the air. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm cursing you now. I'm not waiting until you get off the air.
Not going to wait, of course. All right, hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.